Hello, good evening. We're here with Christian Feehan. How are you doing, Christian?
Fine, I'm very well, thank you.
This is Dumcastle, and can you tell us what's going to be happening on the night?
Sure, Felicity. Well, this year we've decided to go for something a little bit different. So we're going to have three concerts in the upper courtyard. We have a band, Padraig Rinn, and it's kind of modern Irish music. So we're going to have three performances, one at 7:30, one at 8:30, and one at 9:30. Each performance will be about 25 minutes long, and it will take place in the historic surrounds of the upper courtyard of the castle.
How do people get tickets? Do they just turn up on the night?
They just turn up on the night, so it'll be similar to what we would have done in previous years. In other words, a first-come, first-served basis. Entry will be via Palace Street Gate, so that's the gate in the lower courtyard of the castle, opposite the Olympia Theatre. And you'll be coming in through into the upper courtyard, and we'll be counting people as they go in, and we'll admit about 2,000 people to each performance. The performance, as I say, will be about 25 minutes in duration, and then people will be exiting via the Cork Hill Gate. That'll be the gate out there between the Rates Office and City Hall. And the performance in the upper courtyard, it'll be fully staged, fully produced, and it'll be accompanied by illumination of the stage rooms. So we're going to do a big lighting setup in the stage rooms, and we'll be kind of doing a little bit of an illumination with the performances.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good.
We're really excited about it, actually. It's something kind of very different. We wanted to do something fresh this year and do something out in the courtyard because it's such a magnificent space. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had images of that courtyard being beamed all over the world this year with the marriage referendum. So it's kind of in people's minds. So we wanted to take advantage of that. And it is such a great space. Mm-hmm. So that was why we decided we'd do a kind of a concert there this year. That's
and
the plan.
And will it be purely outdoors then? Will there be any guided tours of the actual state rooms?
No, everything will be taking place outdoors. So it'll be these three concerts. That'll be kind of the focus of Culture Night for Dublin Castle and the Office of Public Works this year. And we'll be using all of our resources to sort of manage all of that. So it'll be the concerts in the courtyard.
And can you tell us a little bit about the artist that will be performing on the night, Padraig Rinn?
Yes, so it's him and his band. It's a five-piece. And they play sort of traditional Irish music, but they've infused it with elements of electronica to give a sort of a modern spin on traditional Irish music. He's really in the last few years been breathing new life into the traditional Irish music scene. And he's going to be doing excerpts from his latest album, Notify. So I think he's doing maybe four or five pieces of music for us. And there's kind of I've heard them played, and they kind of build beautifully to a sort of a crescendo piece at the end of each performance. But all three performances will be the same. So as I say, we'll be having one at 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and they'll all be doing the same pieces of music in each performance.
Fantastic. It's a great venue. I have been to Dublin Castle for outdoor rock concerts, actually.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. It's not used as much as it used to be.
No, not so much in the last few years. Now, The Script played a concert here.
That's right,
So this year, so that was kind of a return to those big produced concerts in the upper courtyard. And that went so well, we sort of thought if we could, we'd like to put something like that on for Culture Night. And also to do something a little bit different. Because we've done all of the interior of the state apartments for the last few years. We thought we'd take advantage of that space out there. And just to say as well, the performances will be taking place irrespective of the weather. So this is an all-weather thing. It'll be going ahead no matter what the weather is
no
like. But hopefully it'll be a little bit better than it was last year when we had torrential downpours. But we're being very optimistic this year.
So fans will not be disappointed. There will be no cancellations.
There will be no cancellations. It'll be going ahead irrespective of the weather. I would just say to people to come early just to make sure that they get in. I mean, we will be admitting, you know, we'll be getting a good thousands of people in there. Yeah. But if people kind of have it at the top of their itinerary, I would suggest they come early. Yeah. There'll be a queuing system employed in the lower courtyard. And as I said, then we'll be counting people through. But it will be strictly first come, first served.
And will there be children allowed, or are there restrictions?
Children will be allowed, yeah. There's no restriction on age. We think it's appropriate for all ages. But, you know, just bear in mind there's going to be a lot of people in the courtyard. Mm-hmm. Young children may have difficulty seeing because it's going to be all standing. There won't be any seating.
Okay.
So just bear that in mind as well. It'll be a concert. So, you know, if you think your children are good to go to a concert, then we're fine with that.
With their wellies. If,
with their, yeah, well, at least one thing we won't have is mud in
no,
the courtyard.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Dublin Castle, have you always been involved with Culture Night?
Yeah. So, as far back as I can remember, which isn't that far back, but for the last few years, absolutely, I think we've been one of the main attractions for Culture Night. I mean, we got thousands of people into the city apartments last year. We have an excellent guiding service. I mean, they're going to be out in force again this year. So if anybody has any questions or anything while they're waiting to go into a concert, you know, we'll be there to answer any questions about the history of the building.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, great. Because this is the historic quarter.
Very much so. I mean, the courtyard is sort of the centrepiece of the castle, and you'll have the Bedford Tower there as well. And I mean, there's been so much, it's been the site of so much history since it was built in the 18th century. From visits from kings and queens of England to heads of government to heads of state to American presidents, we've kind of had them all in the castle. We had a very historic visit by Queen Elizabeth II in 2011 for the Clintons here. I mean, you can even, you know, the handover of the Irish state to Michael Collins by the last Viceroy took place out in the courtyard. And then right up to the modern day where we celebrated the result of the referendum, the government and the supporters of the Yes side were all out in the courtyard. So we can mark very, very important and significant points in Irish history right here in the castle.
Great. I think it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a lot happening around, obviously, in the historic and Liberties Quarter and then the other quarters around the city.
Yeah.
But I think this, because of the music and that's being offered and the concerts and the space and the quality of the building itself and the history that surrounds it, I think that you will have more than...
I think so too.
2,000 people queuing up.
Yeah.
So get down here at in plenty of time for the 7:30.
Yeah, we'll be opening the doors at 7:30, but people can queue before then in the lower courtyard. I would say come like half an hour beforehand, 7 o'clock, queue from that point. If you want to be sure that you get in, the earlier you come, the better. That's what I would say. It's kind of difficult to predict exactly how many people are going to be here, but judging on previous years, we always get big, big numbers,
absolutely,
you know? And especially, people are going to hear this. This is going to be like people are going to hear this out on Dame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that's going to kind of attract attention as well. So if it's something that you're keen to see, I would definitely say come early. But bear in mind, if you come at 7:30 and you don't get into the 7:30 performance, there's another two performances that evening.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, the best of luck. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks,
and thank you very, very much for stopping by and giving us the lowdown on what's happening in Dublin Castle.
Thank you.
Thank you.